Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. The story of human civilization is the story of knowledge, both its pursuit and application. Nowhere is this more evident than in efforts to improve people's health and well-being. The detailed observations of the ancient Egyptians led to cultural practices of hygiene and diet that would place them ahead of many developing nations today. The Greffi medical schools of the 5th century BC began paving the way for the modern scientific pursuit of medicine and put the fundamentals of human biology on paper. Louis Pasteur's work on germ theory in the 1800s ushered in the era of antiseptics, antibiotics, vaccination, and pasteurization, innovations that have saved untold millions of lives and improved the quality of life for nearly every person on the planet. And the efforts of James Watson and Francis Crick, who deciphered the structure of DNA in the 1950s, laid the groundwork for a deeper understanding of how the human body works, fails, and fights. In each age of medicine, an increase in knowledge has led to improved public health. The work of great scientific minds has been bolstered, supported, and amplified by public policy, public opinion, and national action. Without massive infrastructure investments during the Second World War, for example, penicillin would likely have remained nothing but an interesting lab experiment. The decisions that guide and shape these advances are profoundly important and often politically charged. Today, healthcare sits at the top of the nation's agenda. Issues such as the rising cost of healthcare and emerging threats such as avian flu and bioterrorism have created new challenges to the healthcare system. Meanwhile, advances in stem cells, nanotechnology, and genomics have all brought the ethics of medicine further into the arena of politics, creating increasingly complex challenges for policymakers and scientists alike. It is against this backdrop that the need for evidence-based, independent information and analysis has become even more important. The Institute of Medicine, the health arm of the National Academies, meets this need. Standing outside government, the IOM serves as advisor to the nation to improve human health. As an independent scientific authority, the IOM strives to provide advice that is unbiased, based on evidence, and grounded in science. The mission of the IOM embraces the health of people everywhere. The IOM commitment to public service is locked into the words of its charter, where the Institute of Medicine is described as a national institution composed of individuals of distinction and achievement committed to the advance of the health sciences and education and to the improvement of health care. In addition to the Institute's members, more than 2,000 other experts, scientists, health professionals, legal experts, organizational executives, engineers, humanists, civic leaders, patient advocates, and others all volunteer to help the IOM answer the world's most challenging health questions, from AIDS to vaccine safety, from breast cancer to childhood obesity, and from the quality of medical care to public health preparedness. Members and other experts all serve without compensation and engage in a variety of pursuits. They conduct studies, participate in workshops and roundtable discussions, serve as reviewers, and actively support the IOM's many initiatives designed to improve health. The IOM adheres to strict standards to avoid conflicts of interest for the tasks assigned to its committees, and it benefits from the breadth of perspectives brought by the diversity of backgrounds and expertise of its volunteers. The IOM regularly undertakes studies to provide authoritative and scientifically balanced recommendations. Their reports end up in the hands of Congress, government agencies, health professionals and institutions, community organizations, and the public. The IOM convenes roundtables, workshops, and symposia that provide an opportunity for public and private sector experts to discuss contentious issues in a neutral, open environment, which facilitates an evidence-based dialogue. Much of the work conducted by the Institute is requested and supported by the federal government. But the IOM itself, private industry, foundations, and state and local governments may also underwrite and advance ideas for studies or other activities that promote the public's health. The IOM is also home to several fellowship programs. For more than three decades, the IOM has managed the Robert Wood Johnson Health Policy Fellowships Program. This prestigious program develops the capacity of outstanding mid-career health professionals in academic and community-based settings to assume leadership roles in health policy and management. To celebrate its 35th anniversary in 2005, the IOM created a new fellowship program. The Anniversary Fellowship Program enables talented health science scholars who are early in their careers to participate in the work of the IOM and to further their careers as future leaders in the health field. IOM boards, committees, and roundtables provide exceptional and in many ways unique learning environments that can offer early career scholars extensive opportunities to interact with eminent researchers, policy experts, and clinicians from across the country on a range of important health issues. And the Distinguished Nurse Scholar Program is designed to assist outstanding nurse leaders in playing a more prominent role in health policy development at the national level. The program supports individuals who have the capacity and the skills to help increase policymakers' awareness and understanding of critical issues related to nursing. Another hallmark of the IOM process is its rigorous peer review. Every report that the IOM produces must first undergo extensive review and evaluation by a group of experts who are anonymous to the authoring committee and whose names are revealed only when the study is published. The results of these peer-reviewed deliberations have been relied upon for nearly 40 years to provide policymakers and the American people with objective advice that is grounded in evidence. The ultimate goal of all these activities is to inform decision-making and to improve health. By identifying scientifically sound evidence and presenting it in a well-reasoned and rational context, the IOM has become recognized as a trustworthy and apolitical national resource on topics related to biomedical science, medical care, and human health. In some cases, the work of the IOM is very specifically focused. In 2007, they issued a letter report that reviewed NASA's spaceflight health standard-setting processes. In other instances, the work can be sweeping in both scope and impact, spanning multiple academic disciplines, industries, and even international borders. It was the IOM to which the Congress turned when seeking an assessment of the implementation of the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. In response, the IOM offered evidence-based recommendations for improving the program. Leveraging knowledge to improve health can have a lasting impact on the lives of everyday people. Since 1998, the IOM's ongoing work on nutrition has been represented in its Dietary Reference Intake series, a complete and thorough analysis of human nutrition that examines every nutrient in thousands of applications and variations. The DRIs form the basis of nearly all state and federal nutrition policy and serve as the scientific foundation for industry efforts to improve health through the removal of trans fats from foods and the education of consumers about nutritional issues. The IOM's Crossing the Quality Chasm series, which encompasses a number of books published between 2000 and 2007, identified the unacceptable costs of medical errors and the challenges faced by the healthcare community in raising the overall standard of care for all Americans. The series has been instrumental in guiding state-level patient safety centers to track and analyze medical error data. Reports and summits in the series have put forth actionable, real-world advice for practitioners and administrators at both the local and the national levels. The IOM's work on childhood obesity has been groundbreaking and influential. The 2005 report, Preventing Childhood Obesity, outlined the nature and scope of the child obesity crisis and offered a blueprint for action. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation requested that the IOM continue this work, which resulted in a second report the following year. This renewed call for accountability again galvanized the debate and has kept the pressure on government and industry alike. It also provided meaningful measurements of the concrete work that has been done since 2005 and highlighted the tremendous efforts that are still necessary to improve the health of America's children. These are just a few examples of the IOM's impact in the world, and if they are an accurate guide to the future, the Institute of Medicine's recommendations will continue to shape health policies that improve the lives of millions of people around the world. Indeed, each report published by the IOM opens with the following words from Goethe: "Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do." For a window into the broader work of the IOM and highlights of some of the policy areas that will be critical to the nation's well-being in the years to come, you may download a free copy of Informing the Future from the National Academies Press website at nap.edu. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.